Tony Award nominations were announced this week. A new revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I came away with a bunch, 9 in all. The show opened to rave reviews, which is not a surprise since it's being staged by the same team that created the Tony-winning revival of South Pacific in 2008. Jeff London met with the director and some of the actors to find out how they approach an old show and give it new life.
Director Bartlett Scheer has been familiar with The King and I since he performed it in high school, but it's only since he's been working on the revival that he's dug deep into the actual history behind the show. In 1862, at the invitation of King Mongkut of Siam, a young woman of English and Indian heritage, Anna Leon Owens, the I in The King and I, went to teach at his court.
The sort of incredible pursuit of Anna Leon Owens as a woman in the middle of the 19th century to go as a school teacher, independent of any country, and teach young women in a developing culture and help them gain education. To find that in 1951, Oscar Hammerstein was somehow attracted to this story is just, frankly, mind-blowing.
Scheer, who won a Tony directing South Pacific, treats Rodgers and Hammerstein the same way he treats Shakespeare or Clifford Odets, parsing the script to find contemporary resonances.
Getting to know you, getting to know
Scheer says Getting to Know You is one of the most important songs in the show. It's not just about the relationship between the king's wives and children and Anna.
The pure effort of that, the getting to know you quality, is so impressive now in our so deeply divided current country and world in so many ways. Just that small effort of reaching across a culture to try to help them understand her and her understand them in the simplest ways.
Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say.
The 51 members of the cast of The King and I are mostly Asian American, and they had to get to know a world, 19th century Thailand, which is very foreign to them. Ruthie Ann Miles plays Lady Tiang, one of the king's many wives.
I think the hardest part for the women, for the very modern Asian women that we have in the show, how do we share our husband? So, you know, we have had discussions how we do this with each other and how jealous do we get? What is the internal relationship between these women?
The thoughtless things he'll do will hurt and worry you. Then all at once he'll do
The polygamous aspects of the culture led outsiders to consider Siam barbaric. The king brought Anna Leon Owens to his court in part to help dispel that notion and any Western thoughts of colonization. Librettist Oscar Hammerstein was not afraid of addressing political and social issues in his work, as was evident in an interview from the 1950s.
The King and I was a struggle within a man who was trying to be a liberal and had been born a conservative, had been born with a conviction that the absolute power of a king should not be questioned. And yet something had given him an interest in Western democracy, and this governess who had come here was the champion of that and really, in a way, destroyed him by deepening his doubt about his power.
In the current production, Japanese film star Ken Watanabe plays the Thai king.
We dance together. You show me. You teach. You teach.
Well, it's quite simple. The polka, you count 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3.
Shall we dance?
1, 2, 3,
On a bright cloud of music, shall we fly?
1, 2, 3,
Shall we dance?
Broadway star Kelly O'Hara plays Anna. O'Hara says she's playing the character that Anna Leon Owens wanted to be. Noble, educated, fair, and strong.
She made herself up in order to have a job, in order to take care of her children after her husband died. She was of mixed race. She did things that she had to do. And then she wrote books about it and about who she wanted to be. She was a valuable woman, a respectable woman, inspirational. And so we're still playing the woman that Anna Leon Owens wanted to be. And I love that for her.
And for director Bartlett Scheer, the big takeaway from the show is the power of the women.
The tension we fight with now between traditional views of culture and traditional views of society and changing, transforming views. And as we always learn, women and the role of women become central to that conversation. And that's at the center of this piece, whether it's Lady Chiang or whether it's Annalena Owens. They're all different refractions of what are the possibilities and possible journeys of women within a culture.
And that, he says, is something that's true today in societies in the Middle East and Asia and here at home. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.